From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
In news from Ipswich and District Radio Club, Wison volunteers will be heading out in the field for the Brisbane Trails Marathon on April 27. It's never too late to offer your services on the day. A minimum of 14 operators are required, and most will need a four-wheel drive and radio equipment that can operate in a remote location. Ipswich Wison also welcomes support from other amateurs in southeast Queensland. Please contact Paul McDonald if you can help at vk4pmcpaul@outlook.com. Currently, the club's training officer is seeking expressions of interest for the next foundation course, expected to start sometime in April. A minimum of two and up to six people are needed. If you know anyone interested, including yourself, please contact Greg via email vk4gjw@gmail.com. Classes are usually held Tuesday nights over a period of 8 weeks, the final night being the ACMA Theory and Regulations exam and practical assessment. Reporting from Ipswich, this is Alan, VK4 Hotel India Tango.
From the Darling Downs Radio Club, I'm John, VK4JPM. The management committee at Darling Downs is busy at work sorting out a few items that need to be addressed, and we'll tell you about that in the next meeting, which will be on Monday the 14th of April, and more about that in a second. The John Moyle Field Day was a heap of fun, and thanks to all of those who came along to help the club get into the history books. It'll be a while before we know how well we did, but in raw terms, we ran for 6 hours with four teams across 10, 15, 20 and 40 metres. Given the commercial nature of the site we were on, we also attracted a bit of attention from the public, and we had more than a few people come over to find out what we were doing. Explaining amateur radio to onlookers is one way to increase our numbers. We also had some underbubblers drop by for a squiz. There are members of our club who are on the road to a foundation license, and what better way to get a feel for what structured operating is about than to watch a team of people calling CQ contest. Thanks to Dougal, VK4EKA, for being team captain and arranging the main setup, a centre-fed long wire flown between trees, to Wayne, VK4ARW, with his quick erect rotator dipole, and Sam, VK4SAM, with a most interesting multiband vertical and a very impressive ground plane. The field day also gave us a chance to shake out the club's self-contained trailer, designed quite effectively to operate in a mains-free environment. Fortunately, we had good sun and the batteries stayed nice and charged. Okay, what's coming up next? Many of us will definitely be at Redfest on the 12th of April, and the hunt is on for the perfect venue for the informal club lunch the next day on Sunday the 13th of April. It will definitely be somewhere between Withcott and Gatton, and three locations are being sussed out and tested. If you're one of the folk who can't get to a meeting on a Saturday, then please come and make the point. Everyone is welcome, including family, friends, and especially including people who know nothing about amateur radio. Now, the next three big club events. Monday the 14th of April is our next member meeting, and keep an eye on the website for the location because we might well drop back to do another test from the very welcoming Scout Hall in Newtown. The topic for the meeting is radar and LIDAR, distance and object measuring technologies key to so many processes, including building measurement and, yes, speed traps. Cameron, VK4CSS, will talk about both technologies. They're quite different and quite similar, and they shouldn't be confused. And we'll let members and guests know about whether the meeting will be streamed. It might be. If you're not on our mailing list, then drop a line to secretary@ddrci.org.au and we'll add you to the list. Upcoming on Saturday the 10th of May, that's the date for our inaugural Fox Hunt Day and barbecue lunch. Check the website for details. And the May meeting on the second night, that's the 12th of May, will be a reconvened session with the Brisbane Wison folk. All the information I just covered is on our website at www.ddrci.org.au and select all events from any of the calendar entries to see everything that's coming up in our diary. Drop an email to secretary@ddrci.org.au if you have a query or you just want to get on the mailing list, or if all that seems a bit hard, then use the Contact Us form on the website. I'm John, VK4JPM for the Darling Downs Radio Club, 73. See you next week.
RedPress 25, Adventures on HF, update. Greetings from the Redcliffe and District Radio Club, VK4RC. Robert Thompson, VK4TFN here. RedPress 25, Adventures on HF, will go ahead at 9 a.m. on the 12th of April. I'm really looking forward to it. Our new venue is the Deception Bay North State School, Old Bay Road, Deception Bay. There's still a few tables left if you hurry, $15 per table. Email redfest@redcliffradioclub.org.au. The ICOM IC7300 raffle. At $5 each, we have plenty of tickets. Buy as many as you want. Bye for now, and 73s from the Redcliffe and District Radio Club, VK4RC.
Across Queensland from VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. On the Sunshine Coast, it's relayed on 146.825 and 146.850 at 9 a.m. I'm Gordon, VK4VP.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. One area of amateur radio that we don't see mentioned often is one that brought many people into the broader compass of radio. A lot of people these days associate the introduction of the Citizens Band radio service as being the fillip that gave rise to the many new amateurs who entered via the then novice licence. There was a growth in amateur numbers following reopening of the bands after World War II. Lots of people had become acquainted with the versatility of radio communications because of their occupations in the early 1940s. By the time people were settling into newfound peace, the so-called Cold War had taken over global politics, and in the light of experiences in the 30s and 40s, countries had come to recognise the power of broadcast radio. Whilst domestic broadcasting was expanding on the so-called AM band, a far greater reach was obtained using shortwave, or as we know it, the HF section of the radio spectrum. Religious broadcasters had been using the short waves, and imperial powers such as the British Empire, later the British Commonwealth, had found that news services and entertainment could be consistently beamed into areas where they had colonial influences. Even in the 1930s, people were enjoying the growth of undersea cables, aeronautical passenger and mail services, and radio as means of shrinking the world. From the late 1950s and onwards, most major countries and many minor ones operated powerful shortwave broadcasting services. Some were established for propaganda and others were what is now considered as soft diplomacy. Music was a great leveller for people, and even political antagonists would be playing music from their supposed enemies as a way of grabbing and holding attention. The value of Radio Australia to introducing our life and perspectives was well recognised, as it had a non-partisan policy of providing news and information, and it sought to help people in neighbouring countries. Weather reports, farming tips and English language lessons were all grist for the mill until a few years ago when the plug was pulled. As evidence of its effectiveness, shortly after closing its service, several of the frequencies that Radio Australia used were adopted by one of the Asian Tigers as their own. In this past week, we've seen the current administration pull the plug on one of the most well-recognised international broadcasters when the USA locked staff out of the Voice of America studios and offices and placed the programming on automatic. My introduction to radio was strengthened by tuning around the dial and listening to those various broadcasters and finding other things like marine traffic, police networks, and becoming intrigued by amateur radio, particularly 40 metres. From that, I went on to join the WIA as an associate member, shortwave listener, and eventually I became a full member. Shortwave is still with us, and along with scanning of VHF and UHF, it makes a great introduction to the hobby of radio. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.